let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Oliver Shapiro has always had a penchant for writing. He has produced over 58 publications and technical literature and 10 patents. Regardless of advanced age, he's still sharp as a tack. After his retirement from engineering, he began a writing career, including poetry and fiction. Now he has 8 promising books on Amazon, passionately continues to write as his new mission in life. Mr. Shapiro is a retiree from an engineering career that spanned over 50 years. He's an undergraduate of Polytechnic Institute of Brooklyn with a Bachelor of Mechanical Engineering in 1951, graduated from Columbia University in 1959 with a master's degree in mechanical engineering. From 53 through 57, served in the U.S. Navy as a boiler division officer on the aircraft carrier USS Hornet, later worked at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia and Mechanical Technology Incorporated in Albany, New York, on rotating machinery research. And in 1995, he left corporate employment for private consulting until his retirement in 2005. In 1958, he married the love of his life, Muriel. They had been happily married for 57 years until her passing in April of 2016. Currently, Mr. Shapiro resides in Albany, New York, as an esteemed resident of a villa, a premier independent retirement community for seniors. And author William Shapiro joining us on This Week in America. Mr. Shapiro, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
What a career that you've carved here. This is so impressive with what you've done. 8 published books, and we'll talk about those during the course of the conversation today. Engineers don't usually become writers, especially prolific and successful writers. How did that come about for you?
Well, in my engineering profession, I did do a lot of writing. Most of them were technical reports and proposals. But when I retired, I did decide to write some books. And I think it's genetic. I think I just have the genes that enable me to write.
You know, did your parents get you started reading and writing at an early age?
No. No, no, I'm afraid not. I wish they did, but they didn't. And my father told me, you can be anything you want, as long as you're an engineer.
And that was a successful career. I mentioned over 50 years. It's incredible. And then to turn around and to pursue this writing career, as you've done so well, and all of the books, Wilbur Shapiro books, are available at his website, wilburshapirobook.com. We'll have that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll find the book all the books available at Amazon, all of the usual places. One of the books, I want to talk about some of these specifically, and you've got a broad selection of books that you've written. What made it motivated you to write the book Amos the Gifted?
Well, my wife was ill for quite a number of years, and she had aides around the clock, and most of the aides were black women. And they were interested in their children's education. So that's what kind of led me to write the book, Amos the Gifted.
That's such an interesting background with the story. How long did it take you to write that book? Talk about how you sort of took this idea, ran with it, and wrote the book, Amos the Gifted. How long a project was that for you?
Oh, I would say it was between 6 to 8 months. That's, you know, my books are not that long, so I can get them written reasonably quick if I have my ideas straight.
When you come up with an idea, I want to talk a little bit about the writing process for you. Do you know where the story is going to go, or do you do sort of an outline before you begin and then take the story in that direction?
Well, no, I start a story, and very often, the book kind of tells me where to go. I don't actually plan on doing that, but that's the way it happens. And that's the way it happened with Amos. And most of my books, I start writing because I have an idea, but then the book kind of takes over.
You know, that's fascinating. You talk to some people who rigidly have an outline and follow that, and others like you that say, you know, once we get started, once I get started and things develop in my mind, I really don't want to be restricted by an outline. I wanted to take the story where the story wants to go. Our guest on the program is Wilbur Shapiro. That's S-H-A-P-I-R-O. 8 books, all available at Amazon, and of course on his website, wilburshapirobook.com. You wrote a book about cystic fibrosis. Talk about the motivation for writing that book.
Okay, I had a grandniece, and she had cystic fibrosis. My nephew and his wife are both very educated, and they're at the University of Washington, and he's a well-renowned microbiologist. But their daughter, Barbara, had cystic fibrosis. Now, I saw her as a little girl, and we got along very well. But then in the course of the years, we separated. I went my way, they went their way. And then after some 30 years or more, I went on Facebook, and who shows up but Barbara? Oh, I was really shocked, and I was so happy to see her. She was a big woman now. So we started to have conversations over the computer. But then a very strange thing happened. She fell off her bicycle, and she was having severe headaches. And that caused her to pass on. And after all these years getting together again, and then she passes on, that was a very big shock to me. And that's what motivated me to write the book CF, which stands for cystic fibrosis. And it's about a girl who had CF, and her mother was very attached to her, and she saw to it that she was very well taken care of. But she also was very bright, and she could write. I always like to talk about writers. Anyway, she wrote an article for the newspapers, and she was syndicated because she was so good. And then she decided she was going to tell the world what it was like to have cystic fibrosis. So she did with her newspaper articles, and then she wrote a book, and then she got the CF community to contribute. And there was quite a few writers in the CF community, and she developed a magazine. And the articles were all written by people with cystic fibrosis. And finally, she wrote a screenplay that was accepted by Hollywood, and a movie was made. And the movie didn't win the Academy Award, but it was very well accepted, and it was nominated. And then, unfortunately, like most CF people, she did finally pass. However, she was so well recognized by the public and loved that the funeral was really something to be seen. And her mother, who had taken care of her for so many years, also met up with another man who had a cystic fibrosis child, and they got together. I will say this, the father of Nancy, who was my cystic fibrosis heroine, could never accept the fact that he had a cystic fibrosis child, and it led to a divorce, and it was a very sad affair. So she was brought up by her mother, and her father was out of it.
It's such
anyway, that's a summary of that book.
Well, that's such an amazing story. That book and all of Mr. Shapiro's books you'll find at his website, WilburShapiroBook.com. You'll find, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. We'll talk about several of the other books here in a second. Are you still writing now? I mean, you've got 8 that are published. Are you in the process of writing more books?
Yes, I am in the process of writing another one. It's going rather slowly, but I'm beginning to generate ideas now that will enable me to complete it. And what it's about the situation in our country today, which I hate to tell you, but I am very upset about. I think our country is in a big divide, and I hope we can somehow get back together again and live in the country that I loved.
Boy, I hope that you're right on that, boy. To see the division in this country, and it seems to be in all facets of our life, isn't it? It's hard to find any topic that doesn't become a political debate.
Yes, yes, that's true. And what I'm afraid of, I hope it doesn't become a physical debate. You know,
yes,
the gun shops are sold out. That's very scary.
It is. It's strange times that we're living in. And you've seen so many decades and generations, and you've seen this country go through so much. It's not really polite to ask how old you are, but I'm fascinated because you are such an inspiration to all of us to never stop learning, to never stop expanding. You've had such an amazing career over 5 decades as a successful engineer, now a successful writer. How old are you?
Okay. I'm 91 years old, and I feel mentally, I feel very good, and I live in a place where the people here are very nice, and they're all, we get along together very well. And physically, that's where you get hurt a little bit. You know, I don't walk as well as I used to, but I still want to do things, and what I want to do right now is to write.
Well, you're doing that and so successfully, and I mentioned various topics that you write about. Talk about the book of poetry that you've written, Anecdotal Odes. And poetry is so different, obviously, than technical writing and certainly the writing that you've done in your other books. How did you come to write the poetry book?
Okay, I'll tell you what happened. I think it was in 1992 that my son turned 13 years old, and he had a bar mitzvah. And that's a big celebration.
Yes.
So we decided to have the religious part and a luncheon done at the synagogue that we belong to. So we invited all our relatives. And that's what got us into quite a quandary, because there was a lot of calamity, and it was funny, but it was also very sad. Anyway, after it was over, I decided to write a poetry about the bar mitzvah. So I did, and it was quite long. But I was still working at the time, so I put it away. But then when I retired, I recouped it. And I thought it was good enough to be a book alone, because it was quite a long poem. I sent it to a publisher, but he wrote me back, if you want a poetry book, you have to have 50 poems. And he gave me about 3 months to do it. I did it.
Wow.
And I sent it in to him, and then the book was published. And I tell you, people who read that book really enjoy it. It's quite funny. It has a lot about the family, before I got married and after I got married. And then there's a section on golf that's quite funny. So forth and so on. And the book was very well received.
Well, I was going to say, it's getting excellent reviews. That book, The Book of Poetry, is Anecdotal Odes. All of these books written by our guest, Wilbur Shapiro. That's S-H-A-P-I-R-O. His website, wilburshapirobook.com. Also available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. You mentioned the family. Tell me a little bit about your immediate family.
Well, my immediate family. My wife and I had only one son. And he is now a renowned doctor at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. And most of the... I also came from a family before I got married where there were five children. I had four brothers and a sister. And there was a lot of stories that we could tell. And a lot of them had to do with my father. But anyway, the book describes a lot of this and in poetry, and it's fine. Now, where I live, you know, we have birthdays here and celebrations of some course or the other, and I'm always called upon to write a poem. So I do.
That's interesting.
And I enjoy it.
You now have the reputation of being a successful writer and a successful poet. Wilbur Shapiro, our guest on the program. Another book I want to mention here, a few minutes left in the program, The Genetic Scribe. What is that about?
Okay. That's about a boy who did have the genes to write, and he did so when he was very young. And when he went to high school, he was the editor of the newspaper, the high school newspaper, and he also met a nice young lady, and they became high school sweethearts. They planned to go to college together and get married. But at that time, there were some strange things going on in our country. We had a draft to take young men into the army. However, if you could go to college, you didn't have to be drafted. And there were some other things that I found to be very unusual. So my hero, whose name was Jacob Green, he realized these things. So he enlisted in the army, and he fought the Japanese overseas. Then when he came home, his sweetheart was still waiting for him, and they got married, and he had a successful journalism career.
That's in the... finish up the thought on that. Genetic Scribe is that book that Mr. Shapiro is talking about.
Yeah, right.
And that's available.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, all of these at his website, wilburshapirobook.com, Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on and get information on all of the books. I mentioned that this is sort of your new mission in life. I've got a couple minutes left in the conversation. You're obviously mentally sharp at your age, doing incredibly well. Is that because you've got a mission in life? How important is that for people to
follow? Oh, yeah,
to
I do believe in the mission. And as a matter of fact, I wrote a poem about that. And, well, I don't have it handy or else I would read it to you. But I do believe in the mission. And my mission is to write. And that does give me very good feelings. What else do you do when you retire? What are you going to do? Sit around and moan? No. I wanted to do something, and I did write a poem about it, and the poem basically says, it makes me feel good to sit at my computer and write, and I want to do it. Not to retire. I want to do it until I die.
That's just, and you make other people feel good in reading the books, the variety of stories. I mentioned the 8 books, different topics. You'll see all of those as you go to Mr. Shapiro's website, WilburShapiroBook.com. What's it like when you look at that website and you see all of those books there that you've written after this extremely successful over a half century career in engineering, to see a published author in all of those books? It has to be, you have to be impressed with what you've done.
Well, I'm very impressed with the website. It was done by the Hargroves Press, no, the Grove House Press Company, and they did a good job. And I do like my website.
Well, it does really look good. And we've got a minute or so left here in the program. You mentioned you're working on a book now. Any idea when that might be available?
I'm hoping to finish it by the end of the year. I've been working on it for a long time. It has to do, originally, about a very stern father who wants to decide what his son should do. But there was one son who said, I don't want my father deciding what I should do. And he became a very noted journalist. And that's what the story goes. But it also, the book tries to point out where we have a lot of bad press going on today. And it's also we try to get rid of the. Let me see what it says here. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, and that book should be out hopefully soon. And if you check Mr. Shapiro's website, you'll get information on that. The 8 that are available now, you can order on his website. Of course, at Amazon, the new book will be out there as well by the end of the year.
Yeah. Yes, the book will be out at the end of the year, and I probably will put it on Amazon. Amazon is great because they will publish your book, and it doesn't cost anything.
That is so nice how things have changed. Some of the things have actually changed for the better over the years, and that's one of those. And it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we'll touch base when you come out with the new book, but the 8 are published and they're out there, and you'll find them at Amazon and Mr. Shapiro's website, WilburShapiroBook.com. That's S-S-H-A-P-I-R-O. I thank Grove Hill Press for arranging our conversation today. It's been a pleasure, Mr. Shapiro. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Okay, thank you very much, Rick.
You're welcome. The book available, all the books available, of course, as I say, at Amazon, his Mr. Shapiro's website. And if you go to our website, you'll find it all there, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.